do. Human rights lawyers wanted France on the human rights abuses. France did nothing. The government wanted active cooperation in its fight against terrorists. France offered only silence. This silence of Paris giving Algeria the moral green light to murder, detain and torture. Guillaume Parmentier of the French Institute for International Relations.
The French government has been very, very strict. Rightly so, because given the state of the relationship between France and Algeria, if French weapons used, it would certainly have created more problems, and certainly more problems than were necessary. So that was contained. There's no doubt that on the part of the French security services, there was a tendency to turn a blind eye as to the methods that were used, saying, legitimately, to a degree, that this was an Algerian matter. Although the methods used became too visible, there was also some statements made to the effect that these were unacceptable methods.
France's position at the time was highly pragmatic. The human rights abuses became a problem, not because they were human rights abuses, but because they occasionally became too visible. 10 years later, and most of the developed world is congratulating Algeria on having defeated terrorism. In March this year, President Abdelaziz Bouteflika was re-elected with more than 80% of the popular vote in elections that were declared free and fair by international observers. The Islamic radicals got 5%. Armed with this new democratic legitimacy, Algeria has been forging new relationships, and France remains its principal window on the world. This is the newsroom of the Arabic language newspaper El Khabar. I'm deputy editor Mahmoud Belhine.
What is this article about?
It's a story sended from the town of Djidja.
So how present is France in Algeria today? Mahmoud Belhine sees no positive signs of French influence on the current power structures. The problem for him and other members of the press is the law, two laws in particular, which protect powerful people from public scrutiny.
We are very critical against the government. The problem here is that we have the code of information that existed since 1990. And as journalists, we consider this code as a repressive code. And also, in 2001, the government made an amendment on a penal code. And they put down a very strong limit against journalists who make defamation against the president and the officials.
Does France make any contribution to the freedom, the ability of the press that you want to encourage?
In fact, I don't think so. In speech, the officials, they say that we encourage press in Algeria and Algerian to build democracy and etc. But France has very, very important interest, economic interest.
So the French government is turning a blind eye to the problem of prison, government control of the press, all of those things.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, as you know, we sell our gas and petroleum to America, to Europe. And we take them and we buy everything, food and lots.